All right, we're going to get started with our post-race media availabilities for today's Ticket Galaxy 200 here at Phoenix Raceway with the NASCAR Xfinity Series. We are joined by two of our drivers who have made the championship four and will be contending for the series championship in Miami next weekend. We're joined by number 7, Justin Allgaier, driver of the Brandt Professional Agriculture Chevrolet, who finished 10th, and also Daniel Hemrick, who finished 5th in the number 21 Smoky Mountain Snuff Chevrolet. Gentlemen, why don't you just take us through it, what it means for you guys to be in the championship four?
You know, obviously, when we start the season at Daytona, this is the ultimate goal, but there's a lot of laps and a lot of struggles that go on between that. So really proud of our guys. You know, we knew that we had put enough points in the bank today that we needed to have two really good stages, and not sure that we would have put ourselves in position to, you know, we weren't sure that would put us in position to make the Final Four, but ultimately that was the case, and just, you know, had a solid car all day, ran up front, did what we needed to do. Unfortunately, had a rough pit stop at the end there, and had to go quite a ways further back than what we felt like we could have finished. But really proud of William. You know, to have a Junior Motorsports sweep here at Phoenix this year, pretty incredible. And I feel like we're bringing really quality race cars to racetrack every week, and that's what we're going to need next week to battle it out with this guy and my other two teammates for a championship.
And Daniel, a little bit more drama for you.
Yeah, you could call it that. Just so proud of everybody, not only today but all year. We've overcome so much as a group, all of our partners that have stuck with us and kept believing in us and giving us faith and all the stuff we need to get to the racetrack every week. All comes down to a restart with 10 or 12 to go, and everybody's heart's on the line, everybody's season on the line. So so proud of these guys. Glad we could prevail. It was our last race with Smoky Mountain Herbal Snuff Chevrolet on the car. And to know that we could you know, race like we did, race with a 00 there at the end, knowing the point situation. And I know we both were giving it all we could. We didn't take a breath at all, probably the last 5 or 6 laps. And that's why I had to have Justin go first so I could catch my breath. But it's been fun battling all these guys all year. It's really cool to know that Ford Chevrolet is going to go for a championship at Homestead. So hats off to our manufacturer that supports us and gives us stuff we need to get to the racetracks. And, you know, it's been a while since Richard Childress Racing was able to run for a championship. So proud to be able to do it for him this year.
And we're also joined by another championship four driver, Elliott Sadler, driver of the number 1 Cessna Chevrolet, who finished 18th today. Elliott, we were just giving each of you guys a chance to talk about what it means to make the championship four and run for the title in Miami.
Well, it means a lot to me to be able to have an opportunity again like we had last year to go down. It also means a lot to me to have 3 of the 4 teams from Junior Motorsports. It shows a lot of strength in our company and how much hard work we've put in to get to this point. And congratulations, Daniel. I think that gives all 4 teams Chevrolets, which means a lot to us as well. So all in all, we've met our goals. We're back in the one race shootout at Homestead, and we've saved our best car for there. So we're very optimistic when we get to Homestead next week and, you know, just ready to get the weekend going. So that was our goal when we went to Daytona beginning of the season, and we've met our goal, and that's all we can ask for.
All right, we'll open up to questions. We'll start here with Reed and then go to Jeff and Wolfgang.
Reed Spencer with NASCAR Wire Service for Elliott and Justin. When did you guys find out about the pit crew situation, and how concerned did that make you before the race?
I found out actually this morning right into the racetrack, so I knew pretty early. You know, I knew that we were going to have whatever the best options were. You know, at that point, you know, unfortunately for me, I have a lot of the 48 guys on my pit crew, so, you know, I never have to wonder if I'm going to have good pit stops or not week in and week out. And so today obviously was a little bit of a change of that, but the guys did a good job. I mean, you know, the last pit stop, obviously we had some struggles, but throughout the course of the day, you know, we had good stops. So, you know, I think in this sport, you got to rise to the occasion. And I think that, you know, for us, we knew what was on the line, and we just went out there and did what we needed to do, and it all worked out in the end. And if it hadn't, obviously it would have been a lot bigger story in my mind, but it didn't affect us, and we can come out of here with a great shot at a championship next week.
We'll go to Jeff.
Jeff Gluck from jeffgluck.com. For Daniel, how aware were you of the situation, those closing laps there? I mean, it was pretty tense, and the things were swinging pretty wildly. How in the loop were you?
Yeah, so we never really talked about it much up until about 20 to go, about 5 laps before that last caution came out. I was made aware, like, hey, we're 4th in points. We got to finish front of 00. Just take care of it. And we kind of lost the balance there on the end of that long run. Our long runs were kind of our strong suit, but even with our balance the way it went, I thought we'd be fine. We just stayed green. So when the caution came out, it's like, oh gosh, what do? We struggled all day taking off on restarts, and it took about 12 laps for our car to come in, and that's about how many we had to go. So great job by Randall for calling for two tires. Hopefully the goal was to tighten us up so we could at least take off with a little bit more speed and maintain a little bit better track position. And the double zero and 18 were coming so fast. And I knew I was okay if the double zero got by me, if we finished right behind him, but didn't make sure he didn't pass nobody else. And the 18 just came on hard with five to go. And I knew if it got by me, he had to get by both of us. They kept me aware every single lap what was going on up through that whole process. And luckily, I was able to get double zero just loose enough as the 18 got to both of us. 18 clear both of us, and is a drag race, obviously, between us. Through three and four coming to the line, and, you know, hats off to him. We both raced each other as hard as we could, not only today but all year. And for both of us to run each other like we did, not completely crash each other, but run, do everything we could, everything we've grown up doing, that's racing hard. And, you know, like I said, at the end of the day, our seasons are on the line. Everything the guys prepared for, like Elliot said, from Daytona to this point, it all leads to one lap, one moment. That's what this playoffs is about, and it's rising to the occasion. I'm glad we did that today.
We'll go to Wolfgang, Bob, and then Chris.
A question for Justin. I have a follow-up from Reed. Can you give some more details what happened exactly with the pit crew, why they was not able to come yet to Phoenix?
Yeah, unfortunately, on the way here this morning, you know, the teams are all headed here, and they got a light on the dash of the plane and decided that it was in their best interest to kind of get on the ground and make sure that it wasn't anything that was going to be catastrophic. And so they landed the plane. Obviously, at that point, you know, it was because of the time change and because of the way that everything was going on. There really wasn't time to send another plane from the Charlotte area. There really wasn't any other planes that they could get there in time to get them out here. So it just, we were kind of in a stuck position. And obviously, you know, as much as we want to have our pit crew here and as much as we want everything to be normal, the last thing we want to do is rush a decision and put somebody in a bad spot. So for us, the decision was made to go ahead and start finding people, and we did that. And you know, fortunately for us, I mean, we have four teams, so finding four pit crews in a tight pinch like that is really a challenge. So hats off to the guys that got everybody rounded up to do that. It was a bit of a scramble this morning for sure.
Go to Bob, Chris, and then Jim.
I have a couple. Bob Hockers, ESPN. I guess, Elliot, can we get your views on the whole pit crew situation? And did you or Justin, did you guys start calling people that you knew, or does Ryan Pemberton just handle that and you don't even mess with it?
Yeah, the head guy at Hendrick was on the ball this morning, and we're very fortunate that the truck race was here last night. We have a lot of guys, I could say, in the farm system that were pitting trucks and things last night that were staying over and were going to fly back tonight. And so they were here in Phoenix. So if the trucks were not here last night, we would have really been out of luck. So Pemberton and he went around and rounded a bunch of guys up, and I met with my guys before the race, and I said, look, we're not going to put it on your shoulders. We have a really good cushion. Just make sure everything is tight. I want to make sure all my lug nuts are on so my crew chief can go with me to Homestead because of what happened last year. And so that was our goal. We didn't want to put any pressure on those guys, but they did a great job. So I found out this morning probably about the same time Justin did.
And for Daniel, is Danny back on the box next week?
I'm not sure about that. I know whenever, you know, first off, he was one of the first ones that they gave me the phone to me after I found out that we made it when I got out of the car. So that was really special to get a phone call from that guy. He was the heart and soul of this team all the way up until a suspension, and he's continued to be the motivator back at the shop all the way up until the hauler leaves, and been very involved throughout the process the last couple of weeks. So with that being said, you know, we made the switches internally, not only our group, but a bunch of groups a couple of weeks ago, and I'm confident that he'll be down there with us. I'm not sure who's going to be on top of the box. We'll kind of, you know, sit down, I guess, probably tomorrow, tonight, regroup, figure out what the plan is there, because in all honesty, with his leadership back at the shop, the way he's kind of helped us, you know, guide us through practice, and with Randall, he's no slouch by any means, top of the pit box, and he calls a great race. So I've had just really good race cars the last couple of weeks. Glad today we were able to put it together, and we'll reevaluate as far as who's going to be labeled as that guy. But I promise you, as 530 people strong, that's who the crew chiefs are next week. It's all of us going in together.
We'll come up here to Chris and then go to Jim and Dustin.
ChrisKnightCatchments.com. Bob stole my thunder, so I had to come up with some real quick. But your rookie season in Xfinity, you went through the highs and the lows. Can you describe what those last moments were like inside the cockpit? Were you starting to get nervous or edgy or anything like that?
No, that's kind of the, you know, when we all start racing, for me, it was at 5 years old. It's those moments is what's kept us in this. That's what the drive and desire is every single day, to wake up and do this. And all of us up here, as well as all of us competing week in and week out, are fortunate to do that. So with that being said, those are the moments that you live for, and you hope to be able to get that excited about anything as your career goes. So I'm just very fortunate. Like I said, that's my rookie season. We've been through a lot together. The highs have been really high, and the lows have been as low as almost you can get. As like I said, we're on a 4-race suspension from the loss of our crew chief. But with that being said, the heart of this group has done an unbelievable job just rebounding and sticking together and really, you know, kind of coming through the struggles with our heads held high and making the most of every weekend. And that's why, as a group, as a rookie group together, that we've been able to accomplish the things we have. And I'm really excited to know that we get to go not only race our championship next year, but I got a home for next year moving forward.
We'll go to Jim and then Dustin.
Jim Utter, Motorsport.com. For Daniel, kind of a follow-up. You clearly have had your best performances as this season has wound down. Does that give you some confidence that having made it in on the last race, you have a chance to come away with the championship next weekend?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's the goal, is continue to get better. And if you're not going to be as good as you want when you start the year, the best thing to do is be as good as you can be and be your best that you are at the end of the year. And that's what we've done. So I'm proud of that. And it hasn't been without struggles. Like I said, we've spent many sleepless nights at the shop, everybody sitting down, having powwows, trying to figure out, you know, we're all a bunch of racers. So trying to figure out what direction we need to go as a company to make sure we get to experience more moments like this. That's what this company's been around. Everybody knows the history of RCR. And in all honesty, we just haven't had that many high spots as of late. So I'm happy to know that we're building, going in the right direction. I'm really excited to know that I'm a part of it, a small part of it at that. So, you know, we're going to continue to hopefully get better, and hopefully we save our best for last next week.
We're going to wrap up with Dustin.
Dustin Long, NBC Sports. Daniel, as you alluded to, you had the suspension of your crew chief and others. You know, that could have been something that could have brought a team down. How did you guys get through this? And also, I guess, for Elliot and Justin, last year you guys raced against each other at Homestead, so you've got that experience, but now there's a third member. How does that change, or is it just kind of the same thing times three?
You know, for me personally, like you said, anything going through like that as a group, it's either going to either going to do two things. It's going to break you, or it's going to make you stronger. And I feel like we all rose to the occasion and made sure that we kind of locked arms and attacked every weekend together. And by doing that, it's why I'm fortunate enough to sit up here right now and have this conversation about racing for a championship. So, you know, those moments in life are big enough, not only for racing, but just character building in itself and trying to keep motivated to be a better person tomorrow than what you were today. And know that, you know, if you can do that time and time again, there's light at the end of the tunnel. So we're going to continue to work that direction and know that we'll have all hands on board going to Homestead next week.
And I think on our front, I mean, you know, between Ellie and I last year, I mean, we had a lot of fun all the way up to Homestead. We worked really well together. And we shared notes and did all the things that we needed to do through practice at Homestead. And it didn't change when we went into Daytona this year. We just added two more full-time teams. And to be able to put three teams in the playoffs, I think that's incredible. To have 75%, I hope Dale's proud. I hope everybody at Junior Motorsports is proud because, you know, this is a big deal. And you know, I said at the beginning of the year, I thought we had four cars that could make it, and we got darn close to that. We got three of us in. And the note sharing, the camaraderie, the pumping each other up. I mean, I think I'm as happy for William winning today as I was if I could have won. And I think that really shows the depth of this race team. And we may lack in some areas, but I can promise you it's not for continuity amongst all four of our race teams and pushing each other to be better.
I think one thing we've done good is work together, and it starts with us as the drivers. And Justin and I have had a great relationship the last 2 years, and we didn't change anything this year. And William really stepped into his role seamlessly. And, you know, we had a meeting before the race today, before drivers' intros, and talked to each other about what the goal was and what we need to do as three teams and how we were going to help. And we're going to share information all the way to the end. I think at the end of the day, it helps all of us. And I think it's because we're all racers first, and we understand the more knowledge that you have and the more information you have, the better decisions you can make. And then it's just up to the, you know, may the best man win once you get on the racetrack. So I was proud of us sharing information today before the race started. We even got a group text from our boss man, even though I'm not going to tell you what it said. And it kind of all got us on the same page moving forward, and it kind of worked out in our favor. So all in all, it was a great day for us, and I feel like we're saving our best for last. All three of us got some really good race cars that we're going to take to Homestead, and one of us needs to close the deal for our race team.
All right, gentlemen. Well, thanks for joining us. Congratulations on making the championship four. We'll see you next week in Miami.